8.1. The recent discussion about the excluded and partially excluded areas has served to draw attention to the position of what are called the Aboriginal tribes in India. They number about 13 million, if not more. Apart from the question of whether their exclusion from the new constitution is proper or improper, the fact still remains that these Aborigines have remained in their primitive, uncivilized state in a land which boasts of a civilization thousands of years old. Not only are they not civilized, but some of them follow pursuits which have led to their being classified as criminals. 8.2. 13 million people living in the midst of civilization are still in a savage state and are leading the life of hereditary criminals. But the Hindus have never felt ashamed of it. This is a phenomenon which, in my view, is quite unparalleled. What is the cause of this shameful state of affairs? Why has no attempt been made to civilize these Aborigines and to lead them to take to a more honorable way of making a living? 8.3. The Hindus will probably seek to account for this savage state of the Aborigines by attributing to them congenital stupidity. They will probably not admit that the Aborigines have remained savages because they had made no effort to civilize them, to give them medical aid, to reform them, to make them good citizens. But supposing a Hindu wished to do what the Christian missionary is doing for these Aborigines, could he have done it? I submit not. Civilizing the Aborigines means adopting them as your own, living in their midst and cultivating fellow feeling, in short, loving them. How is it possible for a Hindu to do this? His whole life is one anxious effort to preserve his caste. Caste is his precious possession, which he must save at any cost. He cannot consent to lose it by establishing contact with the Aborigines, the remnants of the hateful Anaryas of the Vedic days. 8.4. Not that a Hindu could not be taught the sense of duty to fallen humanity, but the trouble is that no amount of sense of duty can enable him to overcome his duty to preserve his caste. Caste is, therefore, the real explanation as to why the Hindu has let the savage remain a savage in the midst of his civilization without blushing or without feeling any sense of remorse or repentance. The Hindu has not realized that these Aborigines are a source of potential danger. If these savages remain savages, they may not do any harm to the Hindus. But if they are reclaimed by non-Hindus and converted to their faiths, they will swell the ranks of the enemies of the Hindus. If this happens, the Hindu will have to thank himself and his caste system.